Big story in Calgary, in addition to the Flames getting ready to start camp, of course, is the status of the... Well, I'm going to say the status of the debate on a new arena for Calgary as opposed to the status of a new arena for Calgary, because I'm not certain that there's really much to report on that front. The debate took a probably not a surprising turn last night. I mean, it's, you know, when you're trying to build a new arena and, you know, things aren't going well and you're not getting the amount of money, the amount of public money you want, it's kind of traditional to sort of make an implied threat that you may move the team or at least saber rattle. So I don't think anybody can be surprised that Ken King and the Calgary Flames owners have done that. What I find interesting is the fact that it appears as if the Flames are making a serious attempt here to turn the new arena into an election issue with a mayor who I think it's safe to say is, I don't know if he's anti-new arena, but he certainly appears to be anti-giving a great deal of public money to build a new arena. Rob Kerr is co-host of The Big Show with Rob Kerr and Pat Steinberg at Sportsnet 960, The Fan in Calgary, and Rob Kerr joins us in The Jeff Blair Show. All right, Rob, thanks for doing this. You got to walk me through this.
Sure.
It doesn't, I would imagine that the Flames owners, I would imagine these guys are doing pretty well, that they're probably not hurting for money. It is Alberta.
Yeah.
I got to think these guys, you know, probably not the most left-leaning people on the planet. Why all of a sudden have they decided that public funding is a good thing for this particular project?
Well, I don't think they've all of a sudden decided that. I think that was the tack that they chose. I'm going back now a decade.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they have been, you know, aware that they have to move to a new building, that the dome wasn't. Look, the biggest flaw in the dome, quite honestly, is the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was iconic and it was terrific and it makes for a great photo, but nowadays can't hold enough weight that you can bring major concerts in there. So
right.
That's a limiting factor. So, you know, the arena needed to be replaced. Their decision was they wanted to work and create a partnership with the city, a la, you know, public funding in it. But have just never got any traction. 2015, August of 2015, unveil Calgary Next. And I think Calgary Next, Jeff, was, if anything else, maybe a bold vision, but it was kind of saying, let's start having this conversation publicly. Mm-hmm. Let's get going here because people are dragging their feet. And, you know, here we are a little over 2 years, and again, the city, you know, continues to drag its feet on this. You know, the Flames have been, I would suggest, somewhat cordial, but clearly frustrated behind the scenes. There have been many times here in the last 4 or 5 months that the belief was, okay, something is coming. Clearly, they're not going to do the original Calgary Next Village, which I should point out was, you know, an arena and a field house.
Mm-hmm.
Calgary does not have a field house. That's also a big priority here. Edmonton has three of them.
Right.
Regina, Saskatoon have them. Calgary does not have a field house, per se. And anybody who's watched the CFL or anybody who's been to McMahon Stadium knows that that is not. So there is an issue with all, you know, a bunch of different facilities, but the arena seems to become the centerpiece. Well, the arena went from Calgary Next on the west side of downtown now to a project on the east side, which was, you know, tentatively called Plan B. And a couple of days ago, Mayor Nenshi, launching his reelection campaign, gave his vision for East Village. And you know, it had an arena component to it, but, you know, I think most people in this conversation, most people around the conversation felt it was, you know, a little disingenuous.
Mm-hmm.
Because of how long this has taken just to get to any kind of point it's at now. And then yesterday, Flames just said, hey, we're holding the, you know, everybody was asking for Ken King, so he's got a media availability, and they pulled out two chairs, and we were kind of speculating who might, you know, might be coming in with him, but we thought it was nothing more than just a reaction to Nenshi's video and his vision the day before. You know, that's the way this had gone. And then all mm-hmm. of a sudden, Gary Bettman came through the door, and you knew it was more serious, and they said they stopped the negotiations. So that, in a nutshell, is where we're at. You know, going all the way back to the original question, why don't the Flames owners just front it themselves? They've chosen not to. They've chosen to try and, you know, go to a partnership with the city. So that's where we're at.
What do you think the level of support is in the city for public financing? Let me rephrase that.
Sure.
Because I think at some point there's probably going to be public financing.
Right.
But what's the appetite for substantial public financing, I guess is how I'd ask it.
Well, I think the big question there, Jeff, is that, you know, the negotiations never start. What is public financing? Is it creating, you know, ticket tax? Is it creating, you know, a tax zone in which, you know, generating money to pay for it? Is it just providing the infrastructure, the roads and those types of things that, you know, these villages would need anyway? We've never gotten to that. The Flames will tell you all the time that they're prepared to put hundreds of millions of dollars into this, but they want a partnership here. We've never gotten to what it looks like. So the question is, what we get this all the time, because there's really two things on the table here in Calgary. There's an arena district or an arena, and there's a Winter Olympics. And I can tell you that most polling will tell you that it's over 60% in favor, but with the caveat always as long as it's a good deal. Mm-hmm. And that's the frustration for a lot of people is, what the hell's the deal? What is the deal?
Right.
And you know, again, yesterday the Flames weren't going to get into it. I get it. You're probably not going to release numbers and stuff at this point. There's an appetite for it. There's a need for it. Look, you know, let's call it for what it is. Edmonton has no problem with that new building and letting everybody know about it. And I think that has probably been one of the biggest things that has spurned us to this point now in the last month. Then, you know, for years they dragged, but as soon as that building opened up at Edmonton, there was that new building jealousy, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an appetite for it. But in this day and age, this is not the 60s and the 70s and 80s where you just got things done to make things happen. People want transparency. You know, people want good things as long as they don't have to pay for it. So it's an interesting question. I can tell you this, downtown Chamber of Commerce, economic development people are absolutely chomping at the bit for something. There's essentially three cranes working in downtown Calgary right now. Mm-hmm. There's not much going on. And when those cranes are done, they're done.
Right.
And there is a belief, you know, in some quarters that once that happens, then you lose your skilled tradespeople. This is so it's controversial in the sense that people want something to get the economy kicked in, because oil and gas now has been soft for 5 years. We've recovered a little bit in this city, but not to the levels that we enjoyed before. And I think people are getting frustrated with that. But again, yeah, I want it, but as long as I don't have to pay for it.
Mm. What is the level of support for Mayor Nenshi here in this? And could he survive, Rob, if this were to become the election issue? Vote for Nenshi and, you know, let's see where it goes. If this becomes an election issue, is it enough to take him down, or do you think the exact opposite effect may occur?
I think it's enough to take him down? No, personally, I don't. I know some people do. I think he remains very popular. He has a very popular base that's a younger dynamic. I don't want to get into labeling, but, you know, the social media influenced. I mean, when he won his first election, he won it on the back of social media.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody had done that in North America, and he did that. He speaks to part of the population very well and is very much supported in this city, not to the same extent he was. The big thing is, how dirty does local politics get? There's really not, in my mind, a bona fide, credible candidate running against him to this juncture. There's, you know, a couple of names that people know, but nobody seems to be mounting a threat. So by doing what the Flames did yesterday, surely, absolutely, they've created this into an election issue. But it seems to me that when we hear from Mayor Nenshi today, and he was caught off guard, Jeff, yesterday, he's a guy that, you know, loves to spout off and talk and pontificate on things, but he was caught flat-footed. He needed time he hadn't known the details. He's going to talk today. If I'm advising him, then I'm clearly going to the old playbook of this is, you know, rich athletes versus seniors sort of thing. So
mm-hmm.
I think it can probably erode a little bit at the base, but I'm not sure it's enough to topple them.
Why was, and Rob, this maybe I'm wrong here, and maybe this was the case, but why was this idea of building a new arena not pursued when the economy was doing really well? Because the Saddle Dome has been around for a long time. I mean,
right.
It's not like the Saddle Dome, you know, it's not like it's in the last 10 years where it became unusable for concerts. That's kind
right.
of always been the case. Why wasn't this pursued earlier, when the economy was doing well?
It was.
Okay.
But was not a priority
for
the mayor. This has never been a priority for this mayor. And I want to make this clear. This is not a criticism of the mayor, but this mayor's priority has been – you know, Bike Lanes has been putting art on civic projects, and you know they're going to open up a nearly $300 million library.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone that direction. And look, you know, up in Edmonton, they had a mayor at one point that really wanted an arena, so they got an arena. His priorities have not been that. You know, I can go all the way back to having a conversation with him on the air back in 2012 and talking about facilities and arenas and you know, saying, geez, we're losing concerts to Edmonton. Oh, no, that's, you know, that doesn't happen. That never happens. Well, facts are the facts. We have been for many years just because of the nature of the facility, losing concerts, and we don't get events here in Calgary. So, you know, this whole conversation, and you've been through this a million times. You know what it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a tenant, an anchor tenant, but there are also ancillary events that go around. And that's the one conversation that, you know, I don't think the Flames have done quite good enough a job of explaining exactly all the other things that go along with it. So, you know, and I can honestly tell you, Jeff, I've done interviews with Ken King dating back to 2006, 2007, where we were talking about new buildings. And at that time, he was somewhat hopeful that it would happen right around the corner. 2011, it seemed like it was, you know, weeks away, if not days away, and it never happened. And I go back to August of 2015 with the announcement of Calgary Next. That was nothing more than the Flames being frustrated with the constant stonewalling of this city. And the mayor, and they chose to take this public. What they were really hoping for was a public debate. What they were really hoping for, if you look at Calgary Next, when they announced it, they didn't really have details. They didn't really show you what the arena was going to look like. They didn't know how many washrooms were. What they were really doing is, here's our idea, here's our vision. Do you embrace our vision? And it's just, it's never got out of the starting blocks. And then now we're into we're into the next decade on this topic, because it has been going on for a long time.
If push comes to shove here, I mean, what do you think happens eventually?
I think eventually they find common ground. I think it's a pissing match right now. I think there's a lot of similarities on both sides. I think, you know, Ken King, and you've probably interviewed him, you know, mm-hmm. he's got a very strong personality, and, you know, he's got a strong vision of what he wants, and I think the mayor is the same way. You know, at some point, I know what you're saying about the threats or the non-threat threats, or, you know, the fact mm-hmm. that the timing was, you know, I know a lot of people have been linking, oh, well, look, Seattle's making an announcement. Jeff, yesterday's announcement had nothing more to do than what Nenshi did the day before.
Right.
It fell in, and it's, you know, it's there. And then, of course, you know, Gary Bettman's there, right? So Gary Bettman talks, and, you know, again, people get to the conclusion that, you know, if they don't get an arena, then they'll move. I suppose. I just don't see it ever getting to that point. I really think this is just negotiation. I really think this is, you know, that high-stakes world of you know, finance and intrigue, and they're playing a game of chicken right now. It's you can't call yourself a world-class city without world-class facilities, and, you know, we're not bringing in events like we were. I mean, the Olympics are a nice idea, but even the Olympics themselves need some form of infrastructure upgrade. And, you know, the only thing I would add to that I think is kind of important for people outside of Calgary to understand, the arena is the main focus, but we in this city desperately need a field house, and we desperately need a replacement for McMahon Stadium. It's mm-hmm. not just one thing. We also desperately need something to kickstart the economy around here. It's good. It's better than it was a couple years ago, but this is not the same city it was 5 or 6 years ago at all.